I'm really excited to introduce our next speaker, Michael Mauka. He has started a company called Indigenous Growth Limited. It's focused on helping families get out of poverty while using a culturally appropriate ways and means. Michael has an amazing story to tell us. And without further ado, let me introduce Michael Mauka. Thank you.
Oh, tēnā tātou katoa. Nei ranga mihi ka tuku atu ki a koutou katoa ki te taho o tōku pāpā. No Omanaya, Taheke, Motuti, Motu Karaka ahau. Ki te taho o tōku whāia, tōku māma, no Moirewa, Whirinaki, me Kuki Aireni ahau. Nei ranga mihi ka tuku atu ki a koutou katoa. So, kia ora whānau. Just trying to buy some time. Right, to Māori, doesn't really matter who I am. I'm Michael Mauka. Well, but you know, if you haven't met me before, then you kind of don't know me. So it's best to introduce where I'm actually from. Yeah. And then through that, through the areas I'm from, there's either some links, either positive or negative. All right? And then you go, yes, he's a Ngāpuhi boy. Yep, he's from there. Oh, Cookie. I knew there's a bit of Pacific Island stuff going there. All right, so you're all right. So you probably know more about me than I know about me too, eh? Because I was born and raised out in Waitakere, out in West Auckland, and now my slides are ready, better get started. Hey, so e harataku toa I te tōtaki tahi, e tōtaki tini. Okay, so we've seen this a couple of times throughout our day today. It's when they asked me what did you want to speak about, and I needed a deadline for a topic. I got all the whakatauki up, and I went, that one, and this one came up. And the amazing thing about Māori proverbs is that all of them are relevant. All of them are relevant. And this one seemed to be one of those, you know, oh, it was meant to be. Because e harataku toa I te tōtaki tahi, right? My success is not because of me alone. He tōtaki tini. It's because of the many. And I saw there was a Pacific Island version of the same quote just up that Nikki showed. And that's what it's all about, right? It's showing that we are not all in isolation. Our success is not just because I stand on my two feet. Actually, I stand on the shoulders of giants, right? And it's because of my whānau, my hapū, my iwi, my upbringing, my everything that I am that has made me who I am today. All right? So when people come in, you know, those aunties that talk at the marae, you know, that I helped that boy. If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be where he is. But you know those ones, eh? And then the mums are competing against each other, all of that type of stuff. Yeah. Well, they're right. Yeah. And what we should do is we should encourage sharing the credit, because the more people that take ownership of you and your success, the more you help, the more you can help others, eh? And the more you can succeed. Good. All right? Kia ora. Okay, so this is our topic here. Te mea anui, it's about what's important. What's important for this kōrero, because I've only got 30 minutes and I don't have a clock up here. All right, so we'll just stop at 30 minutes and wherever we go from there, we'll just carry on, eh? I've been promoted to 20 minutes. So we'll go about 25, right? We'll negotiate. All right, so my kōrero today is going to be about empowering young people, right? To empower them to get in the way of opportunity. Right? So be so hoha that all those opportunities are almost knocking us over in the head, right? To get ourselves into that position. And then more importantly, about that ripple effect. Who does it truly support? Because you know when you help one person, you're helping a whānau, a hapū, and a iwi. Right? And that's what we should be really trying to target. And that's why we can all make a difference. And the reason why this is important and why maybe I'm relevant to speak to you today is because I've had a mentor. Right? I've been mentored. What do they call it? I'm a mentee, a mentee, something like that. Right? So a lot of my success is because I'm one of the kids when I used to be a kid that a lot of you guys have been serving. So my story is the fact that I'm so grateful that I had a mentor. And this is my mentor here. And I'll introduce him a little bit more a bit later. But I just want to, right, who am I? Right? Imagine trying to mentor that, eh? right? That's my normal clothes, whānau. That's my outside of the speaking clothes, right? So there you go, I've got the vintage lion red shorts, the flash ass jandals, but wearing with socks, it was winter. Okay, and then, the hunter's jacket, but that was one handed down, right? Handed down through that. And the reason why this is important is because we hear all those statistics on TV. All right, we hear all those statistics about Māori and Pacific. High school dropouts, low socioeconomic demographic, high crime, right? I don't need to say any more. Those statistics, while we fit quite well in those statistics, I was one of those kids, there were three families in a three-bedroom house, right? Then you go tell people at school and they think you're poor. I says, we ain't poor, we got two pots of ball up going every time, all the time. But I was brought up with my cousins, there were about 18 of us in the one house. All right, who needs friends? Hey, it was a school or school, and then come home and man, you didn't need any more friends. All right, when you got whānau. All right, when you're a kid, you don't even know these things. All right, it's not until people start telling you that you're poor or that you come from that once we're warriors background that you realise, oh, maybe I do. But it's so normal that you never realise, right? You don't know that there's those things in there and there's stuff like that that's normal, right? So I just want everybody to go, hopefully we're all in twos or threes, so a little activity to get some more kōrero going while I'm trying to remember what I'm going to be saying next. Okay, it's just to go over to your next person and say kia ora, or however you say hello. Hello, my name is da da da. Right, just right next to you, so we don't need to stand. And go. 5 seconds.
Okay. Michael.
Four.
Mate, fui mono.
Okay, whānau. We didn't ask you guys to say your 10 middle names as well. Right? Kia ora, just your first name will do. Not your pepeha, we don't need those yet. Ka pai. Okay. So the next one is, I want you to do the same thing, but after you say your name, I want you to say the two words, the great. Right? So kia ora, my name is Mike, the great. Okay? So I want everybody, that's the exercise, okay? Don't be a kumara, people. Don't worry about being that kumara. It's all right. We can call ourselves great. There's a purpose around this exercise. Okay, whānau? So 3, 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello. My name is Fui Moana. I'm very great. Hold on. My name is Michael. Great.
Oh, I loved hearing there were some differences there, right? So I heard somebody go, the very greatest. Good work, kumaras, good work, right? I heard they're awesome. They keep going, right? And the reason why that's important is because if we don't believe it in ourselves, how are our youth going to believe it, right? They need to see somebody bigger than themselves. Right, we need to truly believe it. I don't want you to go out there and go, kia ora, I'm Mike the Great. Yeah, I'm Michael the Greatest. Yeah, right? But what we do need is inside your heart, we need everybody to believe it. Because when you believe it, then our kids will start believing it. Right? And that's the important part. You know who you are. You know that you're great. That's all they need. And then they can achieve whatever they want to achieve. Right? That's the big role here of being a mentor, or for me, it was. Right, so I come from that demographic. I never knew any different until I got a mentor. Hey? And then he shattered some stuff. So here we go. We don't need to do another activity. You guys are already great. This is my mentor. And he's the reason why I'm speaking here today. Why? Because he helped me get to where I am. And number two, because he's Nikki's husband, Nikki McDonald. All right? So have a look. Everybody's going through, what do we need in a mentor? What do we need in... I don't know if you know, but me and him are not the same. All right? So he's not Māori. Okay? He's not Māori at all. Okay, he comes from a total different demographic that I do. Probably didn't, unless he'd done more work with it, didn't even know the stuff that we go through. And I know there's a lot of stigma out there going, well, you know, every time I go in and try and mentor somebody, they always give me the Māori kid. Right? Oh, yeah, oh, he's a good Māori guy, give him the Māori kid. All right? Because the only thing we got in common is that we're Māori. Right? I mean, I might have actually been the bad choice for that one. All right? Because we shouldn't just be making those judgments based on the colour of our skin or our culture. It is important. And if I am the right one, give me him, eh? Give them to me and all that stuff. But that pre-selection, I was part of this first foundation scheme, and I won't go through that because that's a whole new presentation on its own, but if you don't know, Google it and get your kids going through it. Right, and I got this mentor. And they realised that even though we come from two different worlds, the biggest thing that made him effective for me is that he was himself. He didn't try to be more Māori than me. We see that all the time. Yeah. I see people coming in, and the little Māori they do know, they say it all when they're talking to me because I'm the Māori kid. All right? I'm, oh, kia ora, oh, awesome, whai, oh, kia kaha, all right? Like, not once was he trying to be more Māori than me. Okay? And that's not what I wanted. All right? Because I'm Māori enough for both of us. Hey, he was himself. He says, well, this is me. I come from this world. And he even said, when he went to uni, he went out flatting. But his dad was his backstop. His dad said, you go there and you make whatever mistakes you want, right? But just know, if you're ever in that much trouble, you can call on me. Right? And he said that. I never had someone like that. Right, I didn't have anyone in my family. We felt like we were on our own and all that type of stuff. And he said that, and I was like, what? He goes, yeah, even if you don't pay rent, his dad will pay his rent. And I was like, man, my dad's trying to pay his own rent. Let alone trying to pay his son's rent too. All right? So it was like, this was shocking. I met somebody who didn't worry, who wasn't, you know, who didn't have that limitation on him, or as long as I put food on the table and roof over my head. Right? For me, that's the biggest limitation in any family, because that's as high as our dreams go. That's all I thought too, until I met somebody who didn't care about that. He goes, no, that's just a normal thing. I said, what? I says, really? You know, we didn't have to worry. I says, even when we had no food, we still had our values, right? We always had food in the top left-hand corner, jam, bread, and all that stuff, because anytime guests come over, that was their food, right? Even when we had no food ourselves. He said, we've never had to. There's been food in the cupboard. This was mind-blowing. He goes, yeah, and I said, yeah. I was just like, whoa, and there's neurons, whatever he was saying, snapping, right? I was just like, what? So I had to get a few of that type of stuff coming in to realise. Hey, so he was just himself. He showed that he was normal, but from his world. And I was like, wow. And there's a whole world just like that, just in case you want to know. There's heaps of people like that. There's a normal world that they don't care about putting food on the table, roof over the head, because it's normal. All right? I said, I think by the time I was, before I went to high school, we were evicted from 11 houses. All right? So I was just like, that's why we all had to stay in the one. No good credit rating or whatever. All right, so all of these things that happen. So what did he do by being himself? He challenged my norms. It was getting to a point that I thought I was just accepting these things. This is just how we live. Actually, everybody in my bubble live like this. And this was the powerful part of having this mentor. He challenged my norms. What happened is we made worlds far from normal, eh? Right, like I was able to see my world and his world and bring it together and bring the two beauties together. Right, because I love my whānau. I love my whānau with every ounce of being. Right, that's what we grew up in. Now, if you were to look at it by, did they feed them? Did they clothe them? Did they house them? Did they do all of that type of stuff? Did they care about education? Probably no on all of that front. But we were together. Right, we all went through and you lived in each other's thing. So I was able to bring that, and then I went in and say, oh, well, actually, maybe I don't have to take the things that I didn't want either. Right? And this is what I truly believe in terms of the greatest benefit of my mentor was he just challenged, he just shattered any of those borders, eh? A glass, and just knowing that there's a whole different world. And when I didn't believe him, he introduced me to another person who was just like that. And another person, and another person, another person, until boom, it happened. Right? So that's how this worked, eh? So for me, the mentor, and then I just had heaps of mentors everywhere. And it just started, it really started resonating and realizing that my success is not going to be because of me, but because of everybody that's going to help me, eh? And then own that and take that. And know when they say, you owe me one, I owe them one, right? But most times, people that help, they don't ask for one, right? Because they love to just do it. So this is why it worked. And the reason why I'm going into this is because through this, I started achieving a success that was out of this world, right? By the time I agreed, I'm a bit of a rebel, right? I'm the youngest out of nine. So I'm a rebel because I done everything against what my family did, right? So being Maui Potiki, the cheeky one, right? I was the cheeky one. What did I do? I stayed at school, right? Because nobody stayed at school after 15, right? So I was like, nah, I want to stay at school, ha, suckers. And I'm not going to get a job and help the family. I'm going to stay at school, right? So at 15, I had to move out because no wasn't contributing to the house. It's either move out or, you know, I'll move out and go to school or, you know, stay at home and give to the whānau, right? And I chose to move out. I did. And I continued to go to school. And then just as everybody else was having a kid, oh, I went to university. Man, I got shunned from my whānau hard, eh? You know, because I was totally different. These are these norms. And that was me being a rebel, right? So, and then from the university, just things just started happening. And then what happened after that is that my first job, and this really broke my heart, my first job, I got a salary. Straight out of university, I got a salary that was more than my mum and dad's combined. That's not supposed to work like that. My mum and dad, even though they weren't there when I was a kid, because they were working before I woke up, and they didn't get home until after I was asleep, right? I knew that they were working. And then I just go in, do all of this stuff. Yeah, hard, had to move out. Sometimes we're living in cars, all of this stuff. That was still nothing compared to what I see them do. And then I my first salary, I got more than both my mum and dad combined. And they've been working at those jobs for 40 years. And that's where you're realizing, awesome, we might be helping our kids and they might be achieving that, they might be that one in the family, but I guarantee you that if they're here and their whānau is here, they're not achieving. There's going to be something in there that really, really hurts them, no matter how much, right? They'll be buying all the flash stuff just to make them feel happy, when actually we'd give anything up to bring our family at least halfway, eh? All right, bring that up. So that's why I started Indigenous Growth, right? Because I realized that I was just in that circle of success and knew that even though I hadn't gotten to the dream that I wanted to get to, that I was on my way, and my whānau, I was just so far from my whānau that they wouldn't even, right? I was that one that they thought was better than them, you know? So I started Indigenous Growth because I realized that this is about changing the mindset, right? Our vision is to conquer the poverty cycle, not poverty, right? The only reason why I don't say poverty is because there's kids over in Africa that are happier than some of our kids here, right? I'm thinking that cycle, those limitations, that mindset that's holding our people back because we think that's the norm, right? So that's why we started Indigenous Growth Limited, because we want to change that mindset for our people. This is my sister, right? One of my older sisters, about 3 years older, at 15. At 15, she was the only brown girl in the Brainy class, right? So she was the leader of the Kapa'ake and Samoan group, and there's no Samoan in us at all. She was still the leader, right? Any sports team, she was in the prems, right? And even when we done Kapa'ake, we went overseas, and she was the leader. Right? Look at that talent. At 15, she left school for a job that paid $60 a week. That was the norm. I was 12. From then, I realized it doesn't matter how brainy we are, how talented we are, right? There's something that's stopping us. And that's where the vision came from, this whole business, eh? So what we did is that I'll continue to introduce my sister later on. This is my whānau. That's a few of them. About six houses out in West Auckland. Right, this is us catching up on a Sunday. We're still a bit of a cult, eh? We always love each other's company. Right? So this is my whānau, and this is why we do everything we do. This is the motivation and drive. You know, and I just wanted to show off my family because I'm very proud of them, right? Of them. So what we do in Indigenous with Indigenous Growth Limited, right? What we see is a lot of services saying, I have the solution, let's give it out to our kids because, or our people, because it's worked for Michael, and it's worked for Nikki, and it's worked for Fui Maono, so it must work for everybody else too. Right? That's a lot of the things that happen. Right? So we go, oh, I've got a perfect service that works for you. You should come do a dance. We should come do kapahaka. Right? And the reality is there's no one size fits all. Right? So that's what we do, is we have a look at that whole whakatauki, that Pākehā proverb, right? You give a man a fish. I'm trying to remember, it's hard, so much harder to remember English one, eh? Give a man a fish and he's got feed for a day, or a meal, or half a meal, however much. Right, it's only a bad-sized fish, so, you know, one of you's got a feed, all right? And then you teach a man how to fish, and you feed him for a little bit longer, as long as everybody else doesn't get too hungry with the fish that he's caught, all right? So I think the proverb goes something like that. And so for me, I challenge that proverb. I think it's rubbish. Why? Because you can learn how to fish on YouTube. Actually, you can learn how to do anything on YouTube. Hey, knowledge is accessible. So it's so easy to access knowledge and how to do things, yet we realize that there's still a gap between the rich and the poor, right? And the reason behind that whakatauki is because that gap is actually up here. That mindset, right? Those tools. Because once they have that mindset and they've shifted it, then man, those arrows will be flipped. Oh, that's what I do in my next slide. I'll flip the arrows, right? And once they're ready to take on anything, they can just go, right? They can go and achieve whatever they want. Right, that's when whatever university is relevant, we'll send them to that one. Whatever extracurricular group's relevant, we'll send them to that one. And this is what's going to decrease our failure rate. Because you know that they're focused now. All right, so what we do with Indigenous Growth is that we work with whānau. So currently I'm working with Fletcher Building. And we're doing a pilot program, and we've got 16... Or 15 people that are on the front line, Māori stuff. Okay, we started with Māori. And what we do is we go into the companies and we go, hey, you don't even know the talent of my sister. Well, if you knew that she was this amazing, you wouldn't be leaving her as a courier driver, I tell you that. All right, she's all of this. And they go, well, how do we get that? And I says, well, we link them to their culture, to their well-being, who they are outside, right? Most people go to work and go, work's work, right? It's the people that bring in who they are into work that will have higher motivation and higher determination to get the productivity, right? The companies need that because our people are at the bottom line, right? So it actually increases profits. Hey, that's a good word for them. It'll increase your money. Hey, if you do this, and it'll also help out whānau, hapū, and iwi as well. And we talk about the whole well-being. And for those that know Mason Drew, is whare tapawha, my kaumātua pāhinare te tapu Mututi, also done his thesis. And his thesis there is based on, he got a Doctor of Philosophy based on traditional values, a system of traditional values that you can use every day. How do you be who you are every single day? And they say it all starts with well-being. And we all know this, right? We all know this. There has to be spiritual well-being. Even if you don't believe in a higher power, you should believe that you have a higher purpose on this world. Right? If you believe it, our kids will believe it. That we're not alone. That we're here for a bigger reason. Right? Our tinana, our physical well-being. Right? This is very hard, especially when people are chucking marshmallows in front of us. Right? You don't know. Ooh, is that going to help the tinana? All right, maybe I shouldn't wait till they give me 5. All right, so we need to get our physical well-being up there, eh, whānau? All right, we can't ignore this, even though it's in our very essence as our people, that kai is tapu, right? Kai is life, right? But we don't need that much life, whānau. Cheeky, all muscle, whānau, all muscle around this shit. Right, then we have our emotional well-being, our hinengaro. Right, and this, look, hey, psychologists and all of this stuff, there's a whole industry based on this, because we know that if we can get our people here, right, up here with our emotional well-being, so they can tackle adversity and embrace success, man, right, that's why the people that are just focusing on that. And then there's the fourth one here, whānau. Right, just remember, our people were speaking Māori before the settlers come in, right? So there's not one Māori word for one English word, okay? So what does whānau usually mean? Family, hey, right? This means cultural well-being, right? So our culture, who we are, this is the thing that makes us unique. And what I mean by that is because it identifies who you are, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, all the way. This is what makes you unique. All of us can follow the same wairua, hinengaro, and tinana, but what makes you unique? And it is. It's your characteristics, your traits, the things that you inherit. Right? And we need to develop these so we can use them every day. We had a CEO of Fletcher Building come in and we asked him, why are the middle-aged men and all this stuff CEOs all the time? Pākehā men. And he goes, it's in our ancestry. Right? And I says, and then I'm like looking to all these Māori fellas, see, told you. Yeah. All right, why are we trying to challenge them at a game that they've got generations of experience in? We should be using our skills and our innate, our intrinsic, our, I'm trying to think of another complicated I word, right? Our inheritance, yes, there we go. Our inherent traits. Right, we should be using those and showing their value. This is this diversity. Right, we shouldn't all be trying to climb that same tree. Right, we should be using our strengths. We should be showing our kids that, hey, you have these strengths. Why are you even trying in this one? Let's just get strong in this. So if we have 10 diverse people around the room, we can make some awesome decisions. Right, they want it too. Everybody wants it. But if we're trying to beat them at a game that they've got generations or, you know, generations head start on, then man, we ain't gonna get nowhere fast. So this is how we do it. We go into companies, we identify our people, so all on the front line. We reconnect them with a system of indigenous values. The reason why we say indigenous, not Māori growth, Pacific Island growth, da-da-da, is because the statistics are the same all around the world. Māori PI here, Aboriginals in Australia, First Nations, African American, right? Indigenous people everywhere else, right? The statistics are the same. We should be identifying their momo, their strengths, and showing how they can use it every single day. We implement and combine these into their professional lives to show that, right, if you succeed at home, you can succeed at work, but it's not the same vice versa, right? So we need to show that they can be strong in who they are. And then enhance companies' bottom line, right? When our people produce more, they're going to give them more. And then allow them to have the mana, the power, the authority, the strength, right? To play their roles, to be a father, to be a provider, to be a mother, to be a nurturer, right? So they can achieve their goals.
2 minutes, Mike.
And here we go. Yeah, I knew it was somewhere, right? Once we have developed that mindset, we're not teaching them how to fish, how to build, how to do all of that stuff. You can learn that on YouTube. Then we find out what's their passion. And then tell them, well, go learn it yourself. Right? Because they're ready. This is that taking responsibility. Right? They can go out there and learn it themselves. We just need to flip and challenge those norms. And that's why it's so important to have mentors. Right? Because you can challenge those norms. You can break those limitations down. You can show them worlds far from normal that they can start seeing normal, eh? Right, e hara taku tō i te tō taki tahi, he tō taki tini. Right, it's the help of the many that's going to make us succeed. It doesn't matter what culture you are, right? It doesn't matter what background you've come from. We need to realise that we're not isolated on our own. You know, so my sister, she came through this program. 10 years she was a courier driver, right, for 10 years. Worked with her for 6 months, got her first promotion. In 18 months, I was promoted over 5 times. Right, after 10 years of nothing, promoted 5 times. It's been 7 years now since we started. And it was to the point that she became the manager of all the courier distributors in Auckland and the trucks and all that stuff. And she went to her boss and she goes, if you're not going to give me the resources to look after my team properly, I'm going to leave. Right? And they go, oh yeah, but what about your food in there? And she goes, no, I'm confident that I can find a job. You need to do that, eh? And they said, okay, well, good luck on your next journey. She goes, okay. What happened on the last day? She got herself a job lined up and all that stuff. They accepted all the terms and conditions. And they gave her a promotion. Right? And then she's like, well, you've already put all the systems in place. I don't need to be here. You can promote somebody else. She got herself another role. And she's starting doing her own studying to start her dream. Right? That's that confidence. Right? That's the difference. And we're able to start doing that for some of my whānau, and that's why I decided to leave my job to do it for whānau like mine. So when I have people there in our program, you start seeing, right? So most of them are older than me, but we got from ages 20 to 60 in there. And I just see a different member of my whānau. You know, that's my uncle, that's my auntie, that's all of that type of stuff, and realising, actually, instead of me being here, we're starting to bring that. And then you got people like my sister and my cousin and all that's starting to overtake me. I'm like, hey, wait up, right? But that's when we know that we're really starting to achieve our success. Because we do, we affect more than just ourselves. And that's that power of that mentoring. Right, so that's, and the reason why I said that is because I'm a proud product of mentoring. I'm a person who did do that, and now I'm mentoring adults, as well as guys that are coming straight out of prison as well as some high school kids, right? And realizing that the best thing we can do is build role models. I realize mentoring a dad who's got 9 children has just helped him with 9 children, right? So that may be our way of empowering youth. Right, so this is my story here to just say I acknowledge everybody for all these mentoring programs. It is needed, and the reason why is because it's not a solution. All it is a person walking side by side with somebody to make them realize that their norms can be different. Right, that their norms can be different, and then taking any restrictions off so they can just go and achieve it. Eh? Right. So nō rere te whānau. It's been an honour and privilege, and thank you very much for laughing at any jokes that was going through there. Nei ranga mihi ka tuku atu ki a koutou katoa. My waiata, 2 lines, it's mawai rā e taurima, te marai waho nei. which loosely means that who are going to be the protectors of our marae outside. And when we say our marae, we mean our culture, our values, our whānau, hapū iwi, our land, our resources, right? All of these things. And we said, we can't really trust people because at times, I can make bad choices, you can make bad choices, the government can make bad choices. All right, so who should we trust? Well, the answers was with our ancestors. And they said, trust in our values. Mā te tika, mā te pono, me te aroha e ai. So as long as you identify the reality, you do what's right, and you ensure that there's aroha everywhere, you'll always make a sound decision. Right? So that's going to be the waiata. Mā waira e tauri mā te maraiwa honei mā te tika mā te pono me te aroha e. Nō reira, apiti hono tātai hono, te hunga mati ki te hunga mati, apiti hono tātai hono, tātai te hunga uruki a tātai katoa, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā rā tātai katoa. Huru.
So, I think everyone would agree that was truly powerful and inspiring and moving, Michael. Thank you for sharing your story with us. When I first met Michael, when he was a proud Kelston High School boy back in 2005, it was evident then that your potential was just oozing out of you, and all that has come into contact with you in the years since have seen that too. Congratulations on establishing Indigenous growth. It takes courage to venture out on your own, particularly at this early stage in your career, and I think we would all agree with that today. Our lives have been truly enriched through your life and your whānau, and we feel extremely privileged. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.